afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, September 9th, 2022. Howdy do, Butch.
Hi, Melody. It's good to talk to you. We haven't been together on the radio since last Friday.
I know.
And how fast that week time went by, huh?
Oh, like a couple of hours, 2 hours.
I know. It seems like it really does. I mean, here we are in September, 9th already, day it is. Yeah. Fall's already here, I guess, basically. But to see how fast time went by and what's coming in the future, what could be coming in the future, I should say maybe. I think we're from interesting times ahead. I really do.
Absolutely, we do. And, I think it's really interesting. We're here in September and, I haven't heard anyone talking about our government's debt, the budget, the debt ceiling and all these kind of things that are supposed to come to. You know, but a lot of those things don't matter anymore when they can print just as much as they can. But it does matter eventually. We just don't know when that eventually is. The day of reckoning is coming. Things will adjust. I mean, we're in a system that is not working properly. If the system was working properly, you wouldn't have the Federal Reserve in there that just dumped in and the government dumped in, billions and trillions of dollars just to keep it going. And that's their biggest problem. You have to ask the question is, what do they know that we don't know? What do they know to the point that if they didn't continue to bail everything out, what is really the depth of what will happen? Does that make sense? Am I making myself clear?
And I don't think we can understand the depth of what will happen. I don't think it's a huge
It's
now.
Never happened before.
No, I don't think it's understandable. And when it does happen, They either go set it back up and get it like they want. The Great World Reset has to be in place to catch it as a safety net, or it's going to be really nasty. But nasty either way. But if they don't have some way to keep it together and keep people somewhat fed, there's going to be all kinds of chaos, and who knows what could happen.
Absolutely. So I do believe that that they've been doing this for a long time, and again, they become more powerful, more wealthy. They become more one. And that is all part of agendas. And some people have different agendas than others. But the final outcome is they all get what they want, I suppose, to some degree. But we were able to get a little bit of what we wanted today with gold up being $7 off the high, but we'll still take up $7 at $1,717. Silver was up 27 cents today at $18.90. Platinum's holding at $8.90, and palladium was up another 36 bucks at $2,256. So there's a tiny little bit of pressure on the dollar today, 0.68 at 108.97. Crude oil was up 2.75 at 86.29. And the paper markets ended the week big, 377 points higher, 32,151. The S&P was up 61, 4,067. The NASDAQ was up 250, 12,112. Asian markets were all positive. European markets were all positive. I guess this is what happens when the queen dies. Everybody has good, strong hand. Nobody's going to rock the boats anywhere. The U.S., and I didn't mean that in a negative way, the U.S. 10-year yield up 3.32%. See what naturally, everything was up. Natural gas was also higher, 1.67% at 8.047. So that is pretty much, it's Friday. I think you're going to kind of see this kind of until we get a little bit closer to the Fed's rate increase here in the next couple weeks. So I think you might see this type of continued trading, a little bit of pressure on the dollar. And you know, it's there's going to come to pass when these other countries, because they're just getting hammered with our strong dollar, they're getting hammered, but it is bringing our import costs lower. And this is an election, so they're going to do everything possible so when the numbers come out, they can say, oh, we, you know, the great inflation reduction bill lowered, and you know, you're going to hear all kinds of baloney and so forth and whatnot. But so we're just going to have to see what like China does, because their currency is rapidly approaching levels that prompted authorities to end their depreciations of their currency in 2020 and 2019. So it's only a matter of time until China decides to begin playing with their currency, putting more pressure on our dollar. So I think we've seen the peak of the height of the U.S. dollar. And so you'll be seeing a little bit more higher prices in gold as that goes down. So these other countries are getting whacked with a strong dollar. And so it's just a matter of time. They all manipulate their currencies. Every single country that can does. And so they'll get tired of it pretty soon, Butch.
No doubt. And, you know, we're talking about the metals. And I I've always liked silver. You know that. And silver percentage-wise has had a pretty good comeback over the last couple of weeks. You know, compared to gold, well, much better than gold percentage-wise.
No, I don't know about that.
Back up to almost $19 an ounce, or down to 15-something.
Yeah, but you know what? Silver dropped bigger percentages than gold did, too. You know, silver probably dropped 20-30%, versus gold dropped maybe 4%. So, no, you and I get that going up. They each do what they do. And but there's great buying opportunities for both gold and silver. So they're you know, they're basically all, to my views, they're all equal. It's all equal.
Well, I just know that if you're going to buy it, they need to be doing it. You know, it could fluctuate again, but I wouldn't count on that. Well, sooner or later, it's going to break through and it's not going to come back. It's going to go, who knows how much. Gold may go $10,000 an ounce. And I'm not just saying that, it could happen. Silver could go to $100 an ounce when this all happens. I don't know what's going to happen, but they play with it up and down, but they have never got it back down to $35 an ounce like it was back in 1971, have they?
They didn't what?
They never got it back to $35 an ounce like it was back in 1971.
No. I think we've hit the bottom. I think we've tested the bottoms here.
And, thanks for your chance. You're right.
So I don't think, you know, you're still going to fluctuate up and down, but I think we've seen any of the big moves to the downside. And again, I, you know, golden reflection to the U.S. dollar. I don't think you're going to see, you know, the dollar go back up over 110 again. Could, but it's not going to be there for long. So you can never, ever underestimate the power of what they can do. And it's a great buying opportunity. So 1-800-375-4188. What you got, Butch?
I want to, this is really not financial for you and I, but I think it's important to say this. Governor Pritzker of Illinois, you know what I'm talking about, promises emergency housing for migrants as rent skyrockets for Chicagoans. Now, this is really, this irritates the heck out of me. Illinois Governor Pritzker is promising emergency housing for migrants bused from Texas. Eda's rents in Chicago have skyrocketed for residents. Last week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott started busing border crossers to the sanctuary city of Chicago after sending thousands over the last few months to sanctuary cities of Washington, D.C. and New York City. In response, Pritzker is promising migrants emergency housing as well as health care screenings, the offer of COVID-19 vaccines, and additional legal resettlement assistance. People in the Chicago area are losing their home because they can't pay rent. And in this people's country are going hungry, literally going hungry. Okay, but they're months behind on power bills. And we're putting out thousands of dollars for illegals. But anyway, Meanwhile, Breitbart News reports Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called Abbott's sending of the migrant buses racist and xenophobic, along with immoral and unpatriotic. Hey, she's the one that said, bring them in, boys. She said, we're a sanctuary city. She said, no, you won't. We'll take care. That's what they're saying. We're sanctuaries. Come and join us. You know what it means, Melody, when you say you have a sanctuary? You're welcome to come.
I do believe.
I think so. And Pritchard's pledge of emergency housing for migrants came to Chicago and faced sky-high rents and housing costs. The most recent analysis shows that Chicagoans are paying about 20% more on rent this year compared to last year. Melody, the average rent in Chicago right now is $2,900 a month. That's ridiculous. Rents in Chicago have increased so much that tenants are forming unions to fight their landlords in the city. Who would have thought about that? Tenants forming unions. This is something that's unbelievable. Almost $3,000 a month for rent in Chicago, and Fresco is going to give them free rent in that area. Going to give it to them. Plus, you know, medical assistance and the additional legal assistance to resettle. Illegals. I'm not talking about somebody coming in here went through all the years of preparation and, you know, in the school to learn how to be brought into the American system. Somebody illegals here. Criminals are treated better in our country in this aspect than people like you and I. You can see that, can't you?
Well, you know, you wonder how big of an impact with COVID, when they shut everything down and they froze rents to landlords to where people couldn't evict them. I mean, how big of an impact did that really have on the increase of rents anymore?
That had to
have a big impact. So again, here you have government trying to do something that, you know, it probably sounded good to a lot of people during times when they couldn't find jobs, when they couldn't work and so forth because everything was shut down, and it just backfires. So are people better off now? So, you know, what did the landlords do? You know, they evicted the people after those benefits and all those giveaways were released and so forth. You don't hear anything about that stuff anymore, about are they still paying? Are they still, you know, what was the impact?
Well,
so and that's what I said from day one. I says, you know, it's going to be years before we really find out what the impact of shutting down world economies, even for 6 months to a year.
Well, and I do know for a fact that renters, especially the ones you need to evict that you can evict because the law said you couldn't, do not care what kind of shape they leave the property in either. So a lot of these landlords probably have put out thousands of dollars to rebuild their apartments and their homes to re-rent them. And I know from experience that fixing up rental property is an expensive thing to do. Even people take care of it, it still has to be fixed up. But when they destroy it, you got to redo it, Melody. That costs money, so they got to make the money back somehow, don't they?
Well, sure they do. So, again, it just kind of, you know, things are just filtering through and seeing these high rents and giving them away. And, you know, again, hey, as long as the taxpayers are there, let's hire 87,000 more agents so we can get more blood from the turnips, as I said before, and, you know, let the American people continue to pay for it. It doesn't matter where you take them.
That's true.
Federal dollars go to them, so everybody pays.
I want to say this for the first time. You'll be breaking what's on my mind right now for the first time on your program. I do believe, now I may be wrong, but the 87,000 new agents, and then most of them are going to be armed, may be going after the 501c3 churches that may get in tax breaks and not obeying the IRS rules about what they can and can't say behind the pulpit. It could be they're going after conservative groups and churches can be part of that. Now, folks, some of them, they may not be. But an 87,000-man army is going to be doing something. So you figure it out. They're going to probably go after conservative, who knows, talk show hosts, conservative businesses and churches who are 501c3 corporations, not churches, that could start almost immediately. That's my opinion. We'll see where it goes, Melody, for whatever it's worth.
Well, they definitely have a plan. When you break it down per state, that's a lot of people,
yes, it is.
New employees per state. I think it's, you know, if there is a great reset and plan and the you know, if we do have the fallout of, and we've, you know, and they replace the currency, I do believe they you know, there's going to be places where, you know, you're going to have to go to hand in your money and, you know, get the new currency or something.
I think so.
It is
something going on.
There is something behind it. It's just not, oh, gee, we need 87,000 more people to, you know, process all these taxes that people are willing to pay. So,
well, that's an average of 1,740.
Because they've been doing just fine.
Average of 1,740 per state. So there you figure it out, folks. Are you ready to pay $50 per pound for ground beef? Dire warnings about drought-related food supply crisis as prices set to skyrocket more than the majority of Americans can afford. And I know if that comes to that, I know they're right. Before beginning, let me reiterate that the supply crisis we are reporting on cannot be explained by incompetence or even horrid policy. It is by design. There's simply no other explanation. On top of the unprecedented amount of food manufacturing processing plants being destroyed by accidental fires, leaks, and in the two cases, planes crashed in them, bird flu and supply shortage due to war, we're now seeing reports of the upcoming projected shortages, inflation due to prolonged droughts right here in America. Now, folks, the food chain doesn't go from year to year, like fall to spring. We're eating on the last year's crops, maybe even the year before that. It's going to take about a year for the lack of these crops to get into the system fully. And we're going to see that things change a lot real soon. Sometimes the visualization, well, let's drop through that. I would like to note that it was Steve Quayle, once again, way ahead of the curve, who predicted that we are witnessing today in his film, Mega Drought, an alienation of the human race accelerates, which we highly recommend. We'll start with headline news about the cost of ground beef, to which experts, a.k.a. the ranchers themselves, are predicting extraordinary high price increases. Via Food Inflation News, a site we highly recommend readers bookmark to keep up with the latest news regarding the food supply chain shortages and food inflation. If it cost $200 to feed and raise a cow in 2021 to a market value of $600, imagine what the value will have to be in 2022's herds hit the same market seeking the same profit margin. Yeah, folks, figure that out. He added that the economic restrictions of 2020 coupled with supply chain issues 2021 and this year's rapid inflation, beef producers in southwestern Oklahoma have calculated, now pay attention, that cheap ground beef could eventually cost consumers $50 a pound. Now, that, I'm not making up, folks. This is for real. Even worse, while beef is the topic because Oklahoma is a beef-producing state, the same trend is happening to other raised proteins at the moment, too. The answer won't be, we'll just switch to chicken. Those prices are steadily climbing, too. And let's not get depressed together thinking about bacon and pork loin. So, yeah, it's a very real prospect. Right now, there's a glut in beef in the market because farmers are selling them because they can't afford to feed them. Lack of food or price too high. But that will go away. When that goes away, price is going to skyrocket. You're ready for it, folks. It's coming.
It is. What's coming is a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby all the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And, you know, you were talking about, you know, the rentals and everything before we got into the meat. But here you have, and again, this is all part of the problem. New York declares state of emergency over polio. You know, and because it's been detected, the polio virus has been detected in sewage samples from four counties in the New York metropolitan area, as well as the city itself. And, of course, they're pushing, you know, those who is unvaccinated. But who do you think are those that are unvaccinated? The illegal aliens and all the, you know, people who even probably even legal ones are not vaccinated. I don't know if you have to be in order to become a citizen. I don't know if that's one of the requirements. It probably should be when it comes to polio, but you just, and that's what happens. You bring so many people in from outside of a country like this and you mix and people who aren't, that's why you have tuberculosis on the rise. That's why you have polio on the rise. All of these diseases that we once had contained are no longer. And that's why. And
we're just starting to see third world diseases come back to America.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying.
Exactly, because we're becoming a third world nation.
That's exactly right.
Any of my listeners are those who live in Illinois, the winner of the $1.34 billion Mega Millions only has a few more weeks left before the deadline. That would be heartsick knowing that you gave up over $1 billion because you didn't have your ticket. So anyway, all of you in Illinois who has a Mega Millions and you didn't check your tickets from September 27th, your time is running out. So there you go. And remember, 1-800-375-4188. Give me a few million, okay?
Yeah, Butch. You find your ticket, call Melody.
Yeah, call me.
Okay. I like that. All right.
All right.
UN food official warns fertilizer affordability crisis could slash global grain production by 40%. Now, again, folks, this did not all come to fruition this fall. It'll start this fall, but it's going to hit worse next year. More than 6 months into the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the global fertilizer crunch threatens to starve if planted prices are too high for some farmers and ahead of the next planting season. That's the news of Maximo Torrio, chief economist from the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, who told Bloomberg TV that elevated fertilizer prices could increase global grain production by up to 40% in the next planting season. Could decrease that much. Combined food supply chain disruptions due to the war in Ukraine and crop failures worldwide due to extreme weather, ramping up food production with reduced fertilizer next planting season, via key exporting countries could be challenging. High fertilizer prices are expected to shrink the world's rice production. The grain feeds half the humanity and is vital for political and economic stability across Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. Supply disruptions could spark social instabilities in those areas of the world. We outlined the risk of unrest in the next over the next 6 months. Other UN officials in recent weeks have stepped up warnings about the affordability of price of fertilizer. Prices in North America have come off the highs, but remain 220% above levels in early 2020. Same levels in early 2020. 220% more, Melody, in 2 years.
Wow.
That is a lot, is it not?
It is. It's quite a lot.
I mean, can farmers soak that in? And whether you know it, they can't soak it in and not get the money back. They can't do that.
No.
So at the very least, it's going to raise prices. It has to. At the very least.
Yeah. At least.
So it has to happen that way. And talking about the instability in the, around the world as far as food price inflation, 70,000 protesters swarmed Prague in protest of energy crisis. Europe is on the brink. Tens of thousands of people, around 70,000, according to reports, descended on Prague over the weekend to protest against the governments of the Czech Republic for sanctioning Russia and helping to create an energy crisis. Now, folks, I'll make a point here. I told you that Russia cannot be sanctioned. She has trading partners that are too big. India and China are two huge ones. You can't sanction Russia. India and China will buy up any excess they have and probably reduce prices. So, no, forget it. This ain't going to work. And our people in Czechoslovakia are figuring out this isn't working. We need to drop these sanctions because we're starving. The mob demanded that the ruling coalition take a neutral stance on the war in Ukraine to ensure that energy continues to flow throughout the winter, as opposed to running dry like it already is in Germany, France, and elsewhere in Western Europe. Protesters want political detachment from the European Union and its economic aggression against Russia, which is only harming the people of the countries that are doing the aggressing. Folks, we said that many months ago. Dutch farmers are protesting their government for trying to phase out livestock and agriculture to fight climate change, too. The aim of the demonstration is to demand change, mainly in solving the issues of energy prices, especially electricity and gas, which will destroy the economy this autumn, said organizer Jerry Havel to local news outlets. So people are seeing, as we said many months ago, these sanctions are not going to hurt Russia.
No.
Russia is too big, too far advanced now with what they've come over the last several years. And with trading partners like Russia, I mean China and India alone, that keep most nations afloat, couldn't it?
Absolutely.
So to do that is only hurting us. And that's what they're saying in the Czech Republic. This is not hurting anybody but us. Russia doesn't care. So let's quit doing this because it's only harming us. Okay, it makes perfect sense to me.
It does.
You know? So, and this is almost too hard to believe itself. Amazon scraps plans to build 42 new warehouses, shuts down 2 active facilities. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Amazon's abandoning plans to build 42 new warehouses, all of the United States, and is closing down 2 active facilities. The company is determined to reduce the size of its sprawling business amid slowing sales growth. Now, folks, listen to this. Amazon is scrapping building 42 new warehouses. That's huge. Just think about the jobs and loans going to be on. MWPVL International, which tracks Amazon's massive real estate footprint, noted that the company has either shuttered ongoing plans or abandoned plans in development to open 42 facilities, totaling nearly 25 million square feet of usable space. Furthermore, MWPVL said Amazon delaying and opening additional 21 locations, totaling 28 million square feet of usable space. One of the facilities whose opening has been postponed is a massive 700,000 square foot facility in Nebraska. This facility is already constructed but won't open until 2024. Amazon experienced a massive boom in business in 2020-2021 when most of the U.S., most of the world, for that matter, relied on the company's online marketplace and delivery services for their needs. Chief Financial Advisor Brian Alaski noted that in April, the Amazon doubled the size of its operations and workforce between mid-2021 to April 2022. So they doubled the size of its operations and workforce, folks. In about a year's time there. But now this surge in demand has accommodated this rapid expansion is slowing down, leaving the company with a massive surplus in space that it needs to get rid of to save on operating costs. It's even looking to sublease at least 10 million square feet of the company's extra warehouse space. So, folks, The larger retailers like Walmart and many of them are actually overstocked with some things because the people aren't buying electronics and TVs and all the stuff they used to buy as rapidly. They were just trying to buy groceries. So the products that they were used to selling, the bigger products, are not being sold. They're sitting on the shelves. So obviously, that affects anybody that ships them also. So that's the way it is. And people that shop online with Walmart are not ordering the products they ordered before. So that affects huge retailers like Walmart also. Any comments, Melody?
No, Dave and I talked about this just the other day, and it's they can move around, they can go to different states, they can open this or around the world and so forth. It's easy for them to move, and they'll go to wherever they get the best deal. So if they're going in an area that their taxes are raising or they get threatened by this and that, they'll just leave and go someplace else. They really do have, if they can save a buck or two, they will. If they can get something from the government, they will.
So you're saying they're kind of like welfare-minded.
Well, what can you say?
But that is huge. 42 new warehouses not going in.
Yeah, it is.
That's almost one per state.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's huge.
It's also showing that people are not buying, perhaps, what they were. Yeah.
But according to the news, the economy is doing great.
Oh, yeah. We're good.
Six out of 10 people are behind on the power bill we just shared the other day? That can't be true because the economy is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all the stories you're reading here must be made up. We're just making these things up as we go, obviously. So anyway. Oh, it's insane. Newsom asked ships not to use shore power where a doctor ordered to reduce demand electric grid. I just can't get what Newsom wants to outlaw. Again, I said it many times, the selling of new fossil fuel vehicles in 2035. But they can't run the grid now. People that have electric cars in California were asked not to power them between certain hours. And I just shared that Monday, you weren't here, a electric car broke down and blocked the haul road to a coal mine right here in Tucker County, West Virginia. They just died right in the middle of the road. They had some coal miners pushed them to the office and recharged the car and gave them their friends a coal license plate take with them. Now think about that. And a bunch of, what do you call the latest, the 20-year-olds day, they're not millennials, whatever they call now, I don't know, but the new ones, the newest youngins, were an electric car and they ran out of power. So they kept a generator, a Honda generator, in the back of the car. The guy walked to the nearest service station, got a gallon of gas, put in the generator, and recharged his car. Okay, folks.
Well, my own question only that is, if you're going to be carrying around a generator to charge your car, why would you also keep the gasoline along with it? Why would
I have no idea. These people aren't thinking at all. They're not thinking.
Tune it up and tighten that bolt up there, ladies.
The California governor Newsom asked ocean vessels to avoid plugging into the shore power for several days in a bid to bring down power demand that's currently straining the Golden State's electric grid. Newsom extended this early emergency proclamation that sought to preserve power capacity that disallowed vessel operators from plugging into the on-dock electric power station. Under the edict, vessels moored from September 3rd to 9th are not required to use shore power. As per current guidelines, 80% of container vessels, cruise ships, and refrigerated vessels that dock the Port of Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Oakland are required to use shore power. Newsom's edict stated that arriving vessels can temporarily use auxiliary engines to power onboard systems such as lights, refrigerators, computers, and pumps during loading and unloading. Vessels already at berth are allowed to disconnect from grid during the heat emergency. So what he's saying is, use your fossil engines on board your ship to power your ship. We can't do it here with our electric grid. fossil fuels are going to power you. So you just don't worry about us. Well, I mean, you know, we told you couldn't do it before because we were going green. They went to polluting our air. But it's okay now because we can't keep you running. Gee, isn't that something? Poor people, they just can't seem to get it right, can they?
Yeah. Well, they can look forward to billions of dollars coming from the federal government to help rebuild their infrastructure. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, of course, we can afford that, too.
We can afford that, too.
Hey,
they just signed into law the Inflation Reduction Bill.
Yes, they did. And our Senator Manchin got it through. Bless his heart.
It's so disgusting.
I'm sure he's pressured into it. As a matter of fact, they promised him some things for the state if he did it. That's a fact. That's even local news. So we'll see. And poor California has now been in a drought. Now they're going to get hammered with floods, it looks like. Brutal winds whip Southern California as Tropical Storm K boosts already hot temps and starts dousing flood-prone spots. They've been sweating, they said the first winds up to 100 miles an hour begin battering Southern California, driving up already sweltering temperatures Friday. A tropical storm that could drop a year's worth of rain, Melody. A year's worth of rain. Pushes in and threatens the dangerous flash flooding across a drought-stricken state. The extreme weather comes as Tropical Storm K trudges northward after making landfall Thursday in Mexico as a Category 1 hurricane. While K has weakened too, Tropical Storm is still packing sustained winds of 45 miles an hour, and it is enhancing winds through mountain terrain, similar to Santa Ana wind event, to much stronger gusts, including 109-mile-an-hour blasts Friday at Cuyamaca Peak in the San Diego Mountains, the National Weather Service reported. As K's rotating winds push a warm, dry air from the east, much of southern and central California, already baking through a climate crisis-fueled heat wave, will stay under excessive heat warnings through 8 p.m. Friday, and concern is growing that the erratic strong winds will spread already burning wildfires, including the Fairview Fire, which has killed two people and exploded inside this week, forcing evacuations and has burned more than 27,000 acres. With the really strong winds, we could continue to see the fires that are already burning and continue to burn and spread before the rain actually gets here. Rain from K has begun falling Friday in the far southern California, including San Diego, and far southwest Arizona, including Yuma, as flash floods risk increase. A year's worth of rain, what, in a day or two there, coming in? Wow. Yeah, it's going to cause flooding. No doubt about it. That's a pretty, I will say, a loose soil state anyway. It's mostly sandy type soil, and it's an arid state, so yeah, it's going to cause flooding. When I've been a few times Colorado Springs from a sunlit melody, I watch it rain there. I mean, it'll rain catching dogs. It'll run down the streets, you know, 6-7 inches deep on the streets and the roads, down the little gorges there that are creeks when the water's high. And within 5 minutes after it rains, there's nothing there. Nothing. Wow. It's totally dry. Wow. Because that ground isn't made to take up much rain that fast. It just runs off. It's going.
It just runs off, yeah.
It just runs off, and it's amazing. I've seen that. You know, here in where I live, the ground gets soaked, and of course, it'll run off eventually. But the ground soaks up a lot of moisture.
And where I'm at, I hear the music for our break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And I guess we were hitting on everything today, Butch.
Yes, we have been. Yes, we have been. I just, by the way, a bumper song. I just see you boogieing in your chair right there.
I was.
Yeah, I bet you were. Just boogieing.
And I bet you were too.
Back and forth. It's all the floor here in the chair. Yeah. That's all
it's
way
called
I could ever
chair
dance.
Dancing. It's
I never was a dancer, dancing. I'll tell you that for sure. I could do the twist. I could do twists years ago really good. Other than that, I wasn't much. But, and that's been years
but
ago.
At your age, that's all there was.
Well, no, we had tom-toms and danced around the fire once in a while.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I mean, if I tried doing twists now, I'd throw things out of place and I'd never get back in place again, so I don't try no more. So anyway, back to some serious stuff. Ukraine military chief says limited nuclear war cannot be ruled out. And I have to wonder, Melody, couldn't Putin have got this thing over about 3 months? I mean, couldn't Russia take down a small nation like Ukraine, even with all the help and all the arms and other people? Couldn't Putin, if he wanted to, have taken down this country in 3 or 4 months to drag it into, what, it's been 6, 7 months now? Couldn't he have took him out? Could it be part of the plan to get us into a limited nuclear war? I just a question. Do you have any idea on that?
You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, how big is Ukraine?
Ukraine is not as big as Texas. Not close.
But, I mean, it's still a lot of area. And
but look at Russia.
I don't know. You would think, logically, but I'm not a military person. I mean, look at Vietnam. I mean, how big is Vietnam?
Well, Vietnam
how big is Afghanistan?
Yeah, Vietnam wasn't meant to be one. We know that. And Afghanistan wasn't the real one either. So maybe, yeah, that's what
maybe
I'm saying.
This
Ukraine
one
might
isn't
either.
And maybe
that's
this one
I'm
isn't
saying.
Either. Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. This could lead to things that Putin could probably is one of the new world order guys. And that's just what could be, it could be very, very possible. I think it's very possible. Meanwhile, young men. Ukraine's top military chief warned Wednesday that limited nuclear war between Russia and the West cannot be discounted, a scenario with grave global implications. Yeah, I'd say so. There's a direct threat of the use, under certain circumstances, of tactical nuclear weapons by the Russian and Russian armed forces. Ukraine Commander-in-Chief General Valery Zelensky wrote in an article published by the Ukraine Forum statewide media outlet. It is also impossible to completely rule out the possibility of the direct involvement of the world's leading countries in a limited nuclear conflict, which a prospect of World War III is already directly visible. A limited nuclear conflict, that's even by itself scary to think about. Zelensky also acknowledged that for the first time that Kyiv was behind strikes deep inside the Russian-occupied Crimea Peninsula in August. Their bases, ammunition depot that were hit, were in areas previously thought to be out of range for Ukraine, were part of this strategy to shift the Russian army's center of gravity. With the fighting all but certain to continue into 2023, Ukraine has to make the war even sharper and more tangible for the Russians and for the other occupied regions despite the massive distance to the targets. He called the Crimea strikes a convincing example of Kyiv's calls for allies to send longer-range weapons for its outgunned soldiers. Moscow, he said, it can hit 20 times further. So, yeah, we've been sending weapons. We know that. Rockets and different weapons that will help him reach further into we'll say, Russian-occupied territory, and maybe into Russia itself one day. So we'll see, but no one in the right mind wants to think about going to a nuclear war. And Melody, I would have to think it would take some really, really insane people to cause an all-out nuclear war of any kind. That would pretty much be the destruction of all of humanity in the civilized world, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, I do, and you know the word in there, limited. There is no such thing as limited war.
No.
And but it does seem that's where we're headed. And it's, a lot of people in this country still believe that Ukraine, and I'm not saying that the people are not worth fighting with, but it's not a war that we should be involved in. No. And, and again, it's the people, it's the governments and everything else that's so corrupt over there. And it's one of the most corrupt nations in the world, I guess, or at least in Europe and so forth and for us to support, but we continue to funnel money, we continue to funnel weapons, we continue to funnel everything to help. And my question is, with everything that we've given Ukraine, why haven't they been able to push Russia out? So obviously Zelensky doesn't have a good playbook when it comes to, or wanting to, have them removed their fight. So I don't know, but
well, it seems like the word been drug out on purpose. That's my opinion, and of course I could be wrong for sure. But anyway, next article says winter is coming. Taiwan exports slowdown implies darkening clouds for global economy. Mm-hmm. We heard Amazon is closed, not going to build 42 new facility because the sales have dropped. Well, Taiwan said they're going to stop exporting so many. They're not going to export as many supplies because the global economy is slowing down. The slowdown in Taiwan exports is further evidence that the risks to the global economy, economic outlook, are tilted to the downside and comply. More turmoil is ahead. A statement from the finance ministry in Taipei said exports grew a paltry 2% in August compared with the same month last year, the slowest pace of growth since July 2020, when exports only grew 3%. Imports also decelerated, rising 3.5% in August compared to 19.4% expansion in July. Economists were anticipating an average of 8.7% rise. So from July to August, they dropped 16%. That's a lot. Beatrice Tsai, the Ministry of Finance's chief statistician, said the trade slowdown suggests winter is coming. She outlined how double-digit export growth in the third quarter is unlikely, adding September exports could contract by 3% versus a year ago. Taiwan's dominance in semiconductor fabrication is a good barometer of global chip demand. While demand for integrated circuits and mineral products continue to be hot, export sales of traditional products such as plastics and base metals were sluggish due to the weekend user demand, according to a statement from the finance ministry. The slowdown in exports is a troubling sign that the global tech sector could be entering an alarming downturn due to the lackluster consumer demand worldwide. Well, I would say that's a very fair statement, Melody. When people can't afford to buy food or pay the power bill, they're not going to buy a new iPhone, are they?
Nope.
I say it's a very fair statement. So
yes.
I can't, I don't know how you could think anything else. I mean, obviously that's the reason people aren't buying it. They can't afford it up until this time. I mean, we see them on the news fighting for over TV sets in Walmart for their Black Friday gift buying. I'd say it might be a little slow this year, the way things are looking. What do you think?
Well, you would think so. I guess we'll just have to wait and see, but I would think so.
It's just amazing. Folks, I'm just telling you, I don't know what's going to happen. I just know personally, I went to a Family Dollar store that day, looked for several items. Well, not several, three or four. They were down to one type of loaf bread. They didn't have I wanted a sinus spray. They didn't have any. None. Zip, zilch, none. And I wanted a soft drink from Marcia. They didn't have it either. They had other flavors, not the one she wanted. And it's a common flavor. It's orange. So I don't know what to say. Why are they running out of supplies in the stores? The shelves some of the shelves look pretty near just empty. That's all. So it's not just food products.
You know, it's really true when, you know, you go to the various stores and so forth. And it is amazing how bare the shelves look.
Yes,
and,
it is.
I think I made a statement the other day. It used to be you'd go to the store, even the grocery store, and the product would be, you know, lined up maybe, you know, six deep, seven deep, you know, mm-hmm. maybe not all the way. But six, now it's like two deep. Not as deep as it used to be.
Not if that
and,
deep.
But
even.
There's so many things that are bare. But you know what? We're getting used to it. We're getting used to either doing without it or getting something else in replace of it.
Well, I just know a bag of Lay's honey barbecue chips that Marcia loves to munch on once in a while went from $3.50 a bag last week to $4.59 this week.
Wow.
So that's a fact. I told her I'm not going to buy any more of these. I'm not paying $5 a bag for a bag of chips. This is a different topic, but I think it's kind of drastic, kind of scary. FOIA request uncovers FBI effort to get Americans to forfeit Second Amendment rights. Now, folks, this is for real. A Freedom of Information Act request by Gun Owners America secured release of information surrounding a form which was used by the FBI in an effort to ensure secure forfeiture of Second Amendment rights. Ammoland.com warned of the FBI effort in 2019 after GOA discovered the NICS Indices self-submission form in December 2019. The forum gave Americans opportunity to voluntarily give up their Second Amendment rights, allowing no means by which the forfeited rights could be re-secured. GOA filed a four-year suit for information related to the forum and its use by the FBI. On September 6, 2022, the Daily Caller reported that GOA's four-year request revealed that the FBI actually took the forum to the homes of some Americans, presenting those Americans with the option of giving up their Second Amendment rights. Melly, what do you think about that? Are you there, Melody? Did we lose Melody? Did we lose me?
No.
I wasn't Melody. But anyway, okay, she just dropped off. That's lost her somehow. I'll just read this, move on, and maybe she'll come back on a second. U.S. military possesses, and we already knew this, but they're admitting it, people, finally. U.S. military possesses advanced technology that can cause typhoons, earthquakes, floods, and droughts. We already knew that. They've been doing it since the 1950s. The U.S. military has the capability of discriminately change weather patterns. The technology was created in the 1990s under the High Frequency Active Aurora Research Program. Folks, back in the 1960s, they had Operation Popeye, I think it's named Popeye, where they caught the terrain on Ho Chi Minh Trail. We've been doing this for years. This is nothing new. The 1996 U.S. Air Force document, which elevates weather modification techniques for military use, stated that appropriate application of weather modification can provide the battle space dominance to a degree never before imagined. In the future, such operations will enhance air and space superiority and provide new options for battle space shaping and battle space awareness, awaiting for us to pull it all together. So, yes, this is nothing new, but they finally admit they can do it. Now we're down the last couple minutes. I'm going to get into a good news story, if you don't mind. Man who delivered pizzas in the same town for 31 years gets a new car from community. And I think that's wonderful. In the Indiana community, giving back to the man who delivers pizzas with a smile. Tanner Langley, 28, a customer of the Tipton Pizza Hut, said he and his family have been getting deliveries from Robert Peters since Langley was a child. The town Tipton calls him Mr. Smiley, Langley told Good Morning America. He makes that impact on everybody, and he's a very kind-hearted individual. Tanner Langley, 28, a customer, tipped on Indiana Pizza Hut, said he and his family have been getting deliveries from Robert. Well, they read it already. Peters has worked for the restaurant for 31 years, but was recently having trouble with his 28-year-old oatmeal, and spoke to Langley about it. Folks, 28-year-old car, imagine. Langley decided it was time to thank Peters for his kindness, so he started a GoFundMe campaign and hopes to buy him a new car. In just days, he surpassed a $12,000 goal, reaching over $18,000. Tanner Langley, 28, says, on January 11th, Langley surprised Peters with a 2017 Chevy Malibu. The car registration, insurance, and taxes are also covered, and Peters was given a $500 gas card, plus a thank you tip from the neighborhood. He couldn't express how appreciative he was to the community for what they'd done. Peters told GMA it was heartwarming to know Langley and the community would go out of their way for him. I just hope that all those who made him this happen will be blessed as much as they have blessed me, Peters said. This had really been an awesome experience that I'll remember for the rest of my life. Folks, those kind of stories I like to end with. I really mean that. That just to me is a blessing that should be beyond words. That people that care that much, I mean, how many people take a granted, a delivery man, a pizza man, delivery pizza man, or somebody picks up the trash, or somebody cleans the ditches for the state road, or anything else. Somebody would take for granted. Well, they're doing the job, and that's okay. They're supposed to do that. That's what should be taken for granted in the sense that we all have a job to do. But this company, community, after somebody delivered pizza 31 years since car went out, to come together and give them a car so they can continue to work, all I can say is that is a Christian attitude to have. That's a kind of concept and precept that can make this country great again. We've all lived by it. That is absolutely the thing we should do for everyone, not just Mr. Langley there, whose car broke down. Anybody we can, folks, so we can help them. Somebody's hard up for groceries. If you have $50, give them $50. Help them buy the groceries. Do what's kind. Do what's right. And I'll see you Monday with Melody again. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.